Anyone who's needed the support of Macmillan Cancer would agree that they're pretty special, aren't they? But it turns out they're now award winners. Last week, the Calderdale and Huddersfield Macmillan Cancer Information and Support Service team were recognised with a national award at a ceremony in Manchester. It all sounds very fancy. The team scooped the Whatever It Takes award, which recognises where individuals and teams have had to adapt, innovate, collaborate, and show great resilience despite the circumstances. I'm so pleased to say that Helen Jones, who's the manager of the team, joins me now. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Oh, hello, Rima. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. Congratulations, is what I should be saying.
Oh, thank you. We're still kind of in shock, really. We absolutely didn't expect to win the award, and it's just been amazing. And yeah, we feel really privileged to have won it.
Yeah. And how is the rest of the team? How did you feel when you found out that you won it? Because I imagine that's a big moment.
I think we were kind of shocked, and we all looked at each other and said, is that us? I think it is. Quick, come on, let's go on the stage. So yeah, and people have said kind of the look of shock on us as we walked up was quite amusing. But I think it's better to go in not expecting to win it, and then obviously we had that wonderful surprise.
Absolutely. Was it quite a fancy night then? Talk us through it. What happened?
It was. So it was a kind of drinks reception, and then a lovely meal, and then an awards ceremony after that. So I think they gave 13 national awards. So again, we were just privileged to have been given one. I think there's about 9,000 Macmillan professionals in the country. So to win one of the awards was amazing.
Brilliant. How did you all end up celebrating then?
We might have had a couple of lemonades that evening, I have to say.
A likely story, Helen. I won't probe too much. But this is such lovely news, and you deserve to celebrate. You truly do, after the last year and a bit that we've had. You. You won the Whatever It Takes award then. What did the judges say about the work you and the team have done?
I think they said to us, because we had to do a kind of big presentation and have an interview as part of our application process, and that was in September, and we were really lucky to have one of our patients who also took part in that, Rob, who's one of our patient reps, but he spoke from his experience, and what they liked was the fact that we'd responded quickly to the pandemic, and especially that we'd worked really closely with our patients to co-design all of our support. So we'd gone to our patient group and said, what support do they need? And they'd helped us to set it up before the pandemic. And then we went back to them at the start of the pandemic and said, right, we've got all of this in place, but what do we do now to get it all virtual? And they've just been kind of really integrated it, and actually it's really important in the delivery of all the things that we do, because we wanted to respond to what the patients wanted and offer the support they wanted when and how they wanted it. So I think the judges were quite impressed by that, really, that the patients have had a key role in co-design, and also our kind of speedy response, really.
It's so brilliant to hear, and I imagine, I mean, you've done loads of extra services and you've met your patients' needs. This must be a real boost to what I imagine has been a pretty grueling time for all of you, because this sort of thing, it's got to take its toll on the staff, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've all found it a really difficult year emotionally. I think patients who have just been through a really, really difficult time, and to navigate a pandemic anyway is such a nightmare for everyone, but to have cancer and go through COVID has just been an extra layer of stress on our patients, especially as they've been shielding and kind of withdrawing from that kind of social contact from other people. So there's been a lot more pressure on the staff, I think, to support people and to give extra emotional support as well as extra practical help around finances and work advice and kind of family issues. So there's been a lot of pressure on us, and I think everyone the cases feel a bit more complex, I think. So it's been quite hard and quite emotional sometimes on us as a staff team. But actually just getting an award like this just kind of affirms us really in what we're doing and shows us that we're making a really valuable contribution to patient care, even though we're not actually a clinical team, so we're not offering treatment, but we're actually supporting a patient holistically and kind of looking at that emotional, practical and financial side.
Which is so important. It's so, so important when someone is like diagnosed with cancer, or someone that someone loves is diagnosed with cancer. I don't know where I'd start. Do you get that quite a lot? People coming to you going, we don't know where to start. We don't really know what we're doing.
Absolutely. And again, that was one of the key things that our patient focus group said to us, is that on diagnosis, they just felt really overwhelmed. Kind of, where do you go? Who do you turn to? What is the next few months and years going to look like in terms of treatment and recovery? So because of everything they said, we set up a course, really, an information and support program called First Steps. And again, it was designed with our patients, and we included content they would find useful about managing emotions and managing uncertainty, but also kind of practical advice around diet and exercise, managing fatigue and sleep, that kind of thing. And we run that. So we used to run it as a face-to-face session, but we said to our patients, how do we move that to online? And they kind of gave us some advice. So we run it like a book club. There's loads of information on our hospital website called Dale and Hudsfield Trust. And then we do a group monthly for newly diagnosed patients. And that was kind of one of the things that we were credited for, really, as part of the award, because that was quite a new thing to develop. But actually, our patients have said that's really important and really beneficial. And actually, family members can come as well, because I think family members often feel really excluded. But it's really important to us that family members are included from the very beginning, and they know that they too can access that emotional support and know who to contact with clinical queries and other queries as well.
Absolutely. And you can tell, you can just tell from anyone that's ever used the service how much they've needed it, how much support they've gotten. I regularly, Helen, have people on the show who are raising money for Macmillan in some way or another. And they just love everyone that has helped them. So I'm sure that the feedback that you've got, the response that you've got from your patients, from the people that use your services, has been overwhelmingly good as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're always really encouraged by patient feedback and really want to be advocates for Macmillan. I think, you know, you've touched on fundraising there, and Macmillan's fundraising has been massively impacted by this pandemic. So I think about a third of the income has been lost over the last year. So any efforts for fundraising are just so appreciated. And yeah, we're really proud to be part of Macmillan and absolutely love what we do, love the support that's offered. And and just delighted to have been kind of acknowledged for our hard work, really. It feels a real privilege.
Honestly, Helen, more power to you. Congratulations. Well done for winning the award. We're very, very proud. Do pass on our well wishes to everyone who works at Macmillan Cancer in Calderdale and Huddersfield, because you're a set of legends. You're an absolute set of legends. And I've got to say as well, if anyone is listening right now who maybe they've been affected by cancer in whatever way, whether it's them or someone that they love, how can they get in touch with you, and how can they begin that process of trying to piece things together?
I mean, Macmillan has got a national support line, so anybody can contact the support line, 0808 808 0000, which is a number I know off by heart, and that's open 7 days a week. But actually, locally, there's a lot of Macmillan information and support services like ours. So I would say look at your trust, look at your local trust to see if there's a Macmillan information support team. We also have a pre-habilitation member of staff who does that kind of on-diagnosis support. So there's other people that will be linked in. But you can find out where your local support is by looking at the Macmillan website. So there's a section that says in your area. So if you go on that, put in your postcode, it will actually show you where your local Macmillan information support service is.
Helen, thank you so much for being here this afternoon. Helen Jones, manager of the team, who've scooped the Whatever It Takes award, where individuals and the team have had to basically innovate and collaborate and show really great resilience, which we know that they have, throughout this quite a horrible time that we've been having. Helen, thank you so much. And if you, like Helen said, if you are thinking about, if you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's so tough. If someone that you love has been diagnosed with cancer, or someone that you know and you feel like you do need a bit of support, just ask, get in touch with Macmillan Cancer. There's Calderdale, Huddersfield, there's everywhere, there's Leeds as well. So just pick up the phone, you can go online, find them and get that support that you really need. They're award winning, so you know it's going to be absolutely worth your time and the support's going to be wonderful.